where we bring you thought leaders from around the world so you can share their inspirational stories and empowering practical tools on spirituality, mindset, self-love, being master of your own reality, purpose, business and lifestyle, and so much more. Everything from these beautiful people is so heart-centered and so freaking wise and so damn valuable that people usually pay really big bucks for their coaching. And I bring it to you for free so that you can have the most inspired life possible. So listen ahead for our latest guest, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hello and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find freedom and meaning by embracing our divine essence. And we have Heather Allison on the show today. She is a goddess coach, a divine feminine channel, and an accidental cosmic shaman. And she is a constant source of inspiration and wisdom in my own personal Facebook newsfeed. So I'm really excited to have Heather here today so that we can talk about the new paradigm, shifting out of the patriarchy that we've been living in, and what is this that is being created and birthed right now. Welcome, Heather. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, love. Thanks for having me.
It is an honor. So you have been, you told me just before that you feel like you're not probably the most knowledgeable in terms of books and trainings and things like that, but that you've been receiving information directly from the divine feminine for quite a while now. So can you tell us, by the way, I think that's awesome and way more credible than anything you could read out of a book. And a lot of how my journey has happened as well. I'm like, where did you learn that? From, I don't know, just my body. Like, yeah. Where else do you really know stuff from anyway? A book helps me understand what I felt inside of me anyway. So I think that's really cool. And I would love to know, when did you go from being a human to all of this? Like, when did that transition first begin for you?
It's not even that old, to be honest. I was just sharing this with somebody else recently. I was like 3 years ago, I was still kind of doing my normal 9-to-5 corporate America gig, like trying to just have the life that everybody else was trying to live. And just, I didn't even know that coaching was a thing. I didn't know that it was an industry. I didn't know that it was something people did. And then 2 years ago, I had started coaching, but I didn't know that I had any kind of intuitive gifts. I mean, I've always felt sensitive and I've always felt like there was something there, but I had never connected to it. That was somebody else's gift. That was always something somebody else was better at or good at. It was never something I labeled myself as. And then about just over a year ago was when I really started cracking open, when I really kind of had this massive awakening, if you want to call it that, where it was no longer something I could deny having, sort of this intuitive connection and this ethereal connection. So I started coaching probably 2.5 or so years ago. Late in 2015, I had a dream in which a man approached me as a teacher. And I said yes in the dream. And about a couple months later, he started speaking to me from the other side. And it took me a while to kind of figure out, hold on, is this actually happening? Is this something that's actually really happening? But he brought in this energy of the divine masculine and in service of the divine feminine. So actually in that dream was a very ancient Egypt kind of feeling temple, and it was pretty magical. So it's just kind of been expanding from there. So
sorry, I have to pause you. I feel like that must be where we know each other from.
Really?
this ancient Egyptian feeling. I have connections all the time with incredible feminine powerhouses, and I just feel like we served as priestesses or something like mm-hmm. that in Egypt together, and that we're all it's like we all chose to be incarnated in this lifetime at this same time. We've been like working on and off, maybe we haven't been at the same, like here at the same time, and that we're all coming together now, like this is the time.
Yeah. Because it's ready. This is, yeah, and I love that this is our topic today, is because this is exactly why these kind of cracking open, these awakenings and these rememberings are happening right now, is because, well, if you look at the world outside right now, it's a mess, and it's, you know, we're in danger of basically extinguishing ourselves. And so this has been the massively wounded masculine paradigm that's been in place since at least the Middle Ages, probably farther back than that. We have to right the balance. Nature doesn't like imbalance, right? So it always brings in something to kind of, to equal things out, to even things out, and to bring in that balance that it needs. And right now what that needs is the feminine. And so there's no accident, I'm sure, that all of these kind of, these women are being woken up, and men as well, but these, primarily these priestesses, goddess, you know, devotees, divine feminine devotees, are waking up and remembering their lineage and their histories and abilities.
Okay, so I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because I'm fascinated by the history of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and I don't know very much and don't even know where to, like, what book or anything to find that in. Do you know much about when it started to, like, what was it like before the patriarchy? What did the world look like then?
So, like I said, I'm not the most studied, like I haven't kind of, I'm not a scholar of this stuff. I really get bits and pieces, and I kind of get breadcrumbs of the things that I need to know. In fact, one of the first things that my cosmic teacher told me was, it's not important that you understand, it's just important that you see. So a lot of the stuff that I get ends up being, here's this piece, and you might not understand it right now, but 6 months from now, now you will. Now you will. So a lot of the information that I get is not historical. So I couldn't kind of take you back to, like, this was when this whole thing started. And actually, let me see if I have some notes, because I'm constantly getting so much information that I have to just write it down, and then it kind of falls right back out of my head. But in general, what I've been shown is, okay, I'm just going to give you one of my downloads. So in general, what I've been shown is that if you imagine sound waves, the feminine is feminine energy, the feminine archetype, the feminine energy. And I want to preface this for anybody listening who doesn't really know much about this, to say that we all have both of these energies within us, all of us, men and women. And typically, not in all cases, but typically, women will resonate a bit deeper with the feminine archetype, and men will resonate a bit deeper with the masculine archetype. There obviously are exceptions, and there obviously are variances on this. And ultimately, I think where we would want to be is in very much kind of being in the balance of the two. But right now, as humans, most of us have a tendency to resonate deeper with one or the other. And so to back up. So the feminine in a sound wave, in sound, the feminine is the sheer frequency, the sheer amount of vast amount of energy that comes through, the vibration, the frequency that comes through. And the masculine is the modulation. It's what, so if you can imagine, you know, like if you take the neck of a balloon that's blown up and you stretch it and you make a sound and you let it go and it makes a different sound and you stretch it farther, right? So it's, it's modulating sound. So the masculine is what comes in and modulates the energy in order to make the sound that we can actually perceive or hear, or to make anything that goes for any kind of energy, like light or sound or waves or of any sort. And so the tendency for the feminine archetype is to be open, channel, fluid, right, in deep flow, in this deep receiving mode. And then the tendency for the masculine energy is to be in this structure. It creates the structure, the bounds, the directionality, it builds, it kind of shapes and guides, right? So if you think into what would happen if those got wounded somewhere along the line. And like I said, I kind of can't point to where in our history that happened. It might have been the very moment that we were created. However, what would happen in those woundings is that the masculine would get the idea that it has to be in control. Right? And the feminine would get the idea that she was either too much or she was not enough.
Mm.
Right? So there technically is, those are where our kind of our wounds came in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. Yeah.
And so ultimately what it would look like outside of the patriarchy, which is we've been living in this kind of masculine energy paradigm for so long, which is all of that stuff that we're used to building, right? Like it's control, it's drive, it's do, it's decide things, it's rationalize, it's linear thinking, it's all of the things that we're really accustomed to and that we're really used to leaning on mm-hmm. as humans, because that's what we've been shown. Mm-hmm. In a balanced paradigm, and we don't want to be swinging all the way over to the feminine and just having the feminine. That's not the idea here at all. It's really to kind of bring them into their sovereignty, into their perfect balance mm. of the divine man. It would be, she feels deeply in her power and he is offering his control in service of their most divine purpose and their divine inspiration. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes me melt. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I can have this like beautiful connection with the listeners, and I can almost feel some of them cringe at offering his control. I understand what you're saying, and I just want to like fall into the divine masculine's offering. Yeah. But can you share, I guess, how that feels like a gift? Because we have been the divine feminine in either a man or a woman has felt the pain of that need to control. And so I think there's like I don't know if I like that. So can you share how that becomes an offering?
Yeah. And so basically what that means is when they're both in their space of sovereign power, their sovereign energy, they are in service to one another.
Mm.
It is one of the most uncomfortable things that I share with women, I feel like, and my clients are primarily women. So for your male listeners, apologies, but is we almost want to be in this place of mutual worship
mm.
where there's literally neither of us is trying to take over the other's job. Neither of us is trying to take over the other's role. Like she, is in this deeply deep space of receiving of all of this energy. And he is in service of helping to mold it mm. for her. So maybe if you hate the word control, if that feels really triggery, then maybe it's just molding. It's helping to create the structure so that, an even better metaphor here is a river. If you have just water without the banks of a river, you have chaos.
Mm.
If you have the banks of a river without the water, you have dry, dead earth.
Mm.
And it takes them together. It takes him holding and creating the structure for this water to flow that it can go where it wants to go in a way mm. that is creative rather than destructive.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So my upbringing was very much spending my masculine energy that I
all
wanted.
Of us.
Yeah.
All of
I
us.
Totally wanted to control everything around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out about feminine and masculine energy. And I've shared this before on the podcast, but I sat on the bed when I found out and I cried and I thought, what if I am just more masculine? What if I'm never going to get the relationship that I'm looking for? And I hadn't understood then how much it relates to my whole life. I'd only mm-hmm. seen in a relationship sense, but you know, it was just this like, what if I am just more masculine? And that wasn't true. Like, and the person who explained it to me was like, well, maybe it is, but if you haven't tried your feminine, how would you know? Which was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And I loved being in my feminine, and I still love being in my feminine, and it feels the most delicious to me. And then mm-hmm. I went the other way. So then I was like, I'm not feminine enough. And so I had that story and I played it out over and over again and became more feminine dominant and was like, no, masculine is bad, and pushed the masculine away in my life. And I remember saying to my housemate once, I'm just not feminine. And he was like, actually, I think you're just not masculine enough. Like, you can't make a decision to save your life right now. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. And so to understand it for me, that when I first found out about feminine and masculine, I wanted that dynamic to be in my relationship. I really, like, that's how I wanted to be the feminine and I wanted him to be the masculine. And I didn't really understand how I wanted, like, that to play out in my own being. And so that's been really interesting to understand that mm-hmm. the feminine and the masculine need to have a relationship inside of myself as well. And so the way that I have understood that is like a glass cube as my masculine and like this like beautiful, playful mist as the feminine. And when I explain it to other people, they're like, a glass cube, what, he's just like holding you in. But to me, he's like a safe container to play as much as I want to play and know where my boundaries are so that I'm not complete chaos or completely unproductive and ungrounded in the world. And so, yeah, it's been really interesting to integrate the two energies inside of myself and see a switch from one complete to like one dominant to the other. Do you have a similar mm-hmm. experience of needing to integrate them when you kind of recognize these energies inside of you?
Oh, always. Yeah, absolutely. So, and it is just our story as humans. Like I said, we've been living in this masculine energy paradigm. So it's not just something that like some of us have and others don't. It's literally the human kind of construct right now. Mm. Because this is all we've been shown. It's all we've been valuing. We've only been valuing this kind of like go do, you know, like push, drive, achieve, succeed, build, create. Right. And it was necessary for a time. I actually think that, as far as I'm aware, at some point back in the day, there was definitely obviously a matriarchal society, a goddess-centric society that was much more in harmony with nature and much more in harmony with the invisible world, and right, that we didn't have to kind of make sense of. Mm. And for a time, we had to be in the masculine energy so that we could grow, so that we could achieve and become and have technology and have longevity and have medicines and all of that stuff, right? And the problem is, without the balance, because we didn't really do a very good job as humans of like maintaining a balance, so the masculine kind of doubled over on itself and wounded itself and continues to. And so now we are really being asked to kind of embody and bring back and rebirth the feminine so that we can find the balance again. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you don't want to be so far over in the feminine that you're just kind of, you know, rejecting the masculine and believing that there's something wrong with it. But that is actually technically more of the wounded feminine mm-hmm. rather than the sacred feminine or the divine feminine, because the sacred feminine is inherently open. She's inherently allowing. She's inherently in the space of being kind of one and accepting of the cycle of life and of nature and knowing that it goes in ebbs and flows and knowing that there is a part of her that she's not in control of, right? And so, or a part of life that she's not in control of. And so if we're in that space of I'm in my feminine, fuck the masculine, we're definitely going to be in the energy of the wounded feminine rather than the wounded masculine. So I'm offering that because you're not alone. It's not just you. There's nothing wrong with you. Literally, this is the human kind of state right now. And we're all remembering. We're all coming back into that. And it is absolutely that keeping an eye on and mindfulness around not getting into rejection of either one. We want their sovereignty, but we want to honor both of them. We want to kind of, like I said, be in this mutual worship of both of them in order to find the balance. And really all that is just remembering that they each have this beautiful and hugely important role. Like one of them has to be this glass case, right? This glass box. And one of them has to be this mist. The other, he can't pretend to be the mist. She can't pretend to be a box. Mm-hmm. What I love about your metaphor too is that in service of if the message she's getting, if she's hearing that it's time to go bigger in this box, he'll be like, all right, let's go bigger in the box. I'm just going to create a bigger glass box for you.
Yeah. Right?
So yeah. It's not, nothing about this is meant to be restraining. That's still the fact that your friends have been triggered by that idea tells me that there's the wound in there still. The wound is speaking, like, how dare you control? Right?
Yeah.
That's the, yeah. That's the yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I see in this beautiful integration of the two energies inside of myself now, is that when I'm like, okay, we're ready to go bigger, we can do this, then the glass box is like, expand, maybe a little contract, and then expand again. But we can play with that together. Like, yes, it's safe to be this big now. Yes, it's safe to be this big now.
Yeah.
So what have you done to actually integrate those two energies first inside of yourself? And then I'd love to know in terms of a relationship as well.
Yeah. What have I done? What don't I do? I do that. I like eat, live, sleep, and breathe this stuff now. So I'm trying to think of where it began. It all really starts with your own internal, because if you think about the energy that you show up in, that is what fosters and allows and creates the space that you operate within. And so that includes your relationships. So if there's still the fight going on between inside you, the imbalance is probably still going to be showing up on the outside of you and in how you relate to the universe as well, like how you create life, how you do life. And so one of the biggest things, major shifts that I think is crux for any person, is to come back into the self-love and to find those parts of themselves that operate in both of those energies. To first allow yourself to feel that. So much of this work is, I teach a lot. So I teach a lot of this kind of the concept of it, the mind food of it. But so much of it is what you just said earlier, which was that we know things in our bodies, especially the feminine archetype. The feminine energy knows things. We know things in our bodies. And so feeling what it feels like to be in this energy rather than just trying to understand it. I have a lot of clients who try to just really wrap their brains around it, but I don't understand. Or, okay, so does this mean this? And I have to remind them that in order to learn how to swim, you actually have to get in the water. You can't just look at the side and go like, I understand the mechanics of how that works and then think that you know how to swim. And so a lot of this shift really is, I can't pinpoint one thing that I did to shift and start integrating. It really is dive in and start practicing, dive in and start letting the alchemy do its work of being in flow, of being in surrender, of being in deep trust, of being in deep feeling in your body, knowing what's happening in your body, reconnecting to the lower half of your body. Because usually we're kind of like these toothpaste tubes are kind of squeezed up into our upper, like I'm up here and functioning in my head and in my intellect. And we've forgotten entirely about the rest of our knowing. The rest of our information channel is way down here. Tapping into your feelings is probably one of the biggest pieces of this, because that's part of our channel.
And one of the things that was really powerful for me when I first started to understand all of this, I couldn't feel the feminine or the masculine, and I couldn't have put the divine before either of them. Like I just bare bones of the concept. And I felt it in the walk. So I watched myself walk when I was busy and focused on an objective, and I felt myself like more kind of tight and just like really focused. Like I wouldn't notice what was around me as I was walking. And then I would notice if I was connecting with someone and walking slower, noticing the trees around me, or if you like hold a baby and just admire them, want to show them to other people, that's more of the feminine energy. And I know it's like, again, it's a real bare bones concept, and it's probably not like divine feminine and divine masculine. But it gives a physical experience of the contrast of the two, and just to start to bring awareness to that, because I think when you can feel it in your body, then you can become aware of when is it good in what situations. Like I want to turn the masculine on when I'm running late, or I want to turn the feminine, like come back home to the feminine when I'm connecting with my best friend and her newborn baby. So that allowed me to feel it in my body and start to understand how to move from one to the other, because it was such a mind concept for me. Like I just never felt that.
And there's definitely work to do on the inside out so that you can change that. You can start creating the shift in your body so that it can start kind of showing up in the rest of your life and in the rest of your body and in your mind even. You know, one of the things I want to make sure is clear to your audience is that it has nothing to do with, you know, the length of your hair, if you wear makeup, what kind of clothes you wear, the hobbies that you have, the activities that you like to do. None of that is the quintessential information in the masculine and feminine. It really is the energy behind, the energy with which you do something. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a beautiful example. So one of the things I like to do with my clients is actually take them through their body to feel the difference. So kind of like you did, there's, you know, feel into when you furrow your brow, when you scrunch your shoulders forward, or when you have them pulled up in kind of tension, when your belly is being held in, when your jaw is clenched, when your even your pelvis, like your pelvic muscles are being tightened or clenched or held. There's this energy of control. There's this energy of I need to focus and concentrate, or I'm thinking really hard. There's this energy of I'm stressed and I need to be in control of the situation. There's the energy of I need to make sure this is okay. I need to fix, I need to produce, I need to achieve or accomplish, or even the energy of control as far as like, typically this is kind of, when your shoulders are kind of pulled forward mm-hmm. in protection around your heart, this is a little bit of this, I need to control, how I'm seen or how I'm judged, or control how much of my heart somebody's getting. And you go through your body and you feel into all these ways that we tend to hold our bodies. Whereas the feminine would be deep allowance and deep openness and knowing that you're in this deep surrender of this is all okay. No matter what is, it's actually all okay because I get to move through this and I get to trust my intuition. I get to trust my feelings. So I know that I'm safe. Does that make sense? So yeah. You actually did something amazing in that and just checking out your walk and how you were showing up in either of them, you were feeling what it feels like to be in the feminine and be in this masculine, especially the wounded masculine, right? Mm. I tend to ask my clients to be in the feminine because I work with women. I tend to ask them to be in the feminine about 80% of the time and tasking their masculine about 20% of the time with what wants to be created, with what has been brought through as inspiration. Mm. And so it really is in this constant receptivity mode where you're receiving and you're hearing what wants to come, what your like what downloads you're getting, what messages, what your body's telling you, what your emotions are telling you. And then when you realize, oh, it would feel good to take a bath, task your masculine, make that happen, right? Oh, mm-hmm. It would feel really good not to be late to this appointment or this dinner. Okay, what do I need to do in the masculine to make that happen?
Mm. And for the men, so I've done like physical exercises to really get into my masculine and meet my masculine. And when I was doing those, I was like, whoa, could not do this all day, every day. This is tiring. Like I can see why I burnt myself out when I was younger. For the men, what would you recommend? And I know that that's not who you typically work with, mm-hmm. but would you recommend that they were in their masculine 80% of the time and feminine 20% of the time? Do you have...
No, that's a good question. You might have to feel into that one for a second. So here's where I struggle because ultimately where we want to be, well, I was going to say ultimately where we want to be is in balance and in this like beautiful dance.
Mm. Right. And I feel like tasking or suggesting that your clients who are women are in 80 to 20 is because it's so natural for them to be in their masculine that it's like readjusting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I actually, I feel like men could really benefit as well from meeting their feminine. Like I'm sure they're tired too because mm-hmm. they've had to be in their masculine more often and a lot of the wounded masculine as well.
Yeah. And they haven't been given permission to be in this feminine space at all. And it really is in service of them as well. Right. So I agree. And that is exactly why I have them kind of really lean into that 80% because it's like learning a new language. Mm-hmm. It's like you need to immerse and really get yourself because it's going to feel kind of foreign at first because all we've known is this one language over here, right? Like if all we've known is English all our life, wrapping our mouths and our tongues and our minds around new sentence structures, new syllables, new sounds and consonants, right? Is foreign. It feels strange. It feels bizarre. And so letting yourself immerse, like letting yourself live there. And then in that language, in that new way of being is the fastest way to kind of remember and have this remembrance wake up. I would say for men, I would want to start them off. And it's funny that you said that because I've been getting messages around that might be coming is working with men is probably at least 50-50. You know, because I don't really want to be cutting them off at the knees in their masculinity. However, I really would want them to be like really tapping into the energy of the feminine so that they can harness their own deep knowing, their own intuition, their own understanding of what's going on in their body so that they can make the more informed decisions from their masculine and make the more informed kind of solutions for moving forward.
There's just been such a deep undervaluing of the feminine, like in society. And I know I'm doing it even today in my life as well. I notice it all the time where I undervalue my slowness or like time to be in my feminine and just be with nature or feel my own inner wisdom. And I notice that if I can't see tangible results from how I spend my time, like I've done something actively, like written something, coached, like even coaching, I feel like, what did you do? Talk, you know, which is like, could possibly change a life in that 1 hour. But I feel like all I did was talk and hang out and have fun. Just so you know, I do more than that. If you want to work with me, not just that. but I feel like there is just an undervaluing of what is unseen in the world. And a lot of the feminine gift is a felt thing and not a seen, tangible thing. I mean, how do you suggest that we go about repairing that? I feel like that's your work at the, like in this lifetime, isn't it? To help us repair that. But how do we do it?
How long do you have? Just kidding.
It's a big question. I know.
It is a big question, but I do love the question. I love how you framed it around the kind of the unseen, right? The unseen world or the invisible world. And that really is so much of this work and this state. And I think it's why I call myself an accidental shaman, because I had no idea this stuff was available to me. I just, as I started embodying all of this feminine energy, it really started cracking open, because then I was really allowing myself to be in touch with and even fall in love with the unknown, the void that happens, the universe, which you can't control and you can't harness and say, you need to do this for me right now. Right. And so coming into it's a multi-layered and multifaceted process. Like, so my group program that I lead is 9 months for a reason, because we really are rebirthing, peeling away the part of ourselves that is reliant upon this wounded masculine stuff that we've used as a crutch for so long. And then relearning and remembering these parts of ourselves that are in deep trust, that are in deep surrender. And that doesn't mean not doing anything. And it doesn't mean giving up. It means plugging yourself into this channel of love, because that's exactly what that is. Trust and surrender is quite simply just knowing that you are love and that the universe is love and you will be met. And that's all that, right? So that's one of the primary things that I would say is part of this work is finding that again, finding the ability to know that you're going to be fine. And that's such a hard thing for people, for women especially, who have felt like, well, no, I have to take care of this and I have to make sure this is in place and I have to do this. And it doesn't mean you're not doing. It just means you're doing in service of what actually feels good and not what somebody is telling you should, not what society has like outlined for you as these steps, right? You're doing what you were put here to do. You're doing here what your soul is here to do and here to express. One of the things that I will say for you, just listening to what you were just sharing, and is a practice that I require of all of my clients, is a morning practice. And that literally is taking time in the morning to just be with your body in a way that is opening And so I often have people do like yin yoga, which is the feminine form of yoga, rather than this kind of like, right, next pose, and how to do this pose right, and how am I going to do this? And then, you know, in this very active and heat building and doing kind of practice, is really to be in the yin, which is, it's lengthening, it's opening, it's creating fluidity in your connective tissues. It's creating flexibility and creating the sense of intimacy, because you're being more intimate with your breath because you're holding these poses for like 3 to 5 minutes. Mm. And then to do some sort of meditation practice, which is, you know, what, and that can be anything really. It can be journaling. It can be working with a crystal. It can be working with, you know, just meditating and listening and seeing what you receive. It can be really anything, but doing that before doing anything else. Mm-hmm. In service of connecting to that energy and being able to kind of be in that space and be in that state for the rest of your day. Mm. And it's hard for us because I am the same way. I fall off of this pattern a lot when I'll be like, just straight to the computer and here we go and do, because I've got a lot to do. And I find that when I have done my practice and have allowed myself that time, I actually am so much more efficient. And I'm actually connected. I'm actually connected to the channel that wants to be creating here today.
Yeah. And I love that you said efficient, because for me, one of the biggest things that has helped is understanding that productivity is not directly linked to action and time spent doing. Mm-hmm. So I noticed with my partner that he would work a lot longer hours than me. But if I rested more, I actually achieved more and attracted more into my life. So we both had to come to terms with the fact that I was more productive the more that I rested and played and danced and laughed and those sorts of things. Then people would seek me out to work with me in my business, or things just somehow fell into place. Like I often will like... It's like so totally the feminine. Like people come to me and like, how do you, like, what do you think about this? Or there's a decision or some kind of plans to be made. I'm like, I can't really do that right now. I'm not sure. And then just, tomorrow I know the answer, you know? And so it's like without having to force myself to do details that day, the detail just arrives the next day because I allowed it to arrive. It's been a process of understanding that productivity is not directly linked to action.
Yeah. And the more you trust, right, the more you're hearing, like if your body is crying for a bath or it's crying to dance or it's like, it's asking for anything, the more you honor it and the more you actually follow through in honoring and giving it what it's asking for, the more you'll receive. So the more information you'll end up getting, your channel will be that much more open. Mm-hmm. And so again, this is this, I'm trusting that what I'm receiving is correct, that I need a nap or that I need to dance or that I need to go for a walk or whatever that looks like. Instead of sitting down and doing my taxes or doing my paperwork or whatever it is, the more you can allow yourself to step into that trust of what you're receiving, the more you will receive. And it's exactly what you're saying, which I love that you kind of found that for yourself too.
Yeah. So what does the new paradigm actually look and feel like? What are we like aiming for or intending to create?
Multifaceted. So in our relationships, that's going to look like one person in the relationship holding the masculine energy most of the time and one person in the relationship holding the feminine most of the time. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's the man and the woman. It could be the man holding the feminine and the woman holding the masculine. I'd say that's more rare. It's also true in same-sex relationships. And so typically there is going to be one person who just feels better, primarily holding one or the other. It often can, eventually we'll get to a place where it's very fluid and we'll be kind of trading in within the relationship, but it's the yin and the yang, right? It's, there has to be one of each in order for there to be that harmony. We're also seeking to have that balance within ourselves. So again, it's allowing your body, your emotions, your intuition, your deep receptivity to the universe, even to your guides, to what wants to come, and then taking action in service of. And so it really is that dance there as well. In our it just keeps going, right? So in our lives, it's the same. It's finding and feeling into what is calling you and trusting that it is calling you for a reason, trusting that it is there for you or for a reason, taking steps in service of, and then trusting that it's coming. Because a lot of times when it's not happening right away, we freak out and we think we have to do more. Mm. And there's some of this, it just is this dance. It just is this balance of the two. Mm. And in business, it's going to be a massive shift as well. It's going to be a lot more openness, a lot more vulnerability, a lot more standing as the invitation rather than selling to or shaming somebody or using scarcity tactics in marketing, any kind of the stuff that is manipulative that's happening right now in this kind of marketing paradigm that we're in. It's going to look a lot softer. It's going to be much more based on vibration and frequency and a knowing that I'm meant to work with this person and knowing that I'm meant to join this group or this company or whatever it is, right? Rather than playing on the fear and playing on the shame and playing on the doubt or the scarcity, or you're not going to have a chance to do this again later. And right. Mm. So it's going to be much more in flow and much more in trust.
Mm, thank you. Another one that popped up for me just then is a lot of this movement towards the divine feminine is coming through women at this point in our history. And I've heard from quite a few women who are activating more and more and more that the men that they have in their lives are not going as quickly towards that. Can you share your perspective on that? Like, in terms of relationships and being held in a safe space by the masculine, but maybe the women moving faster than the masculine is going, how do you see that balance happening?
Yeah. So a couple of things. So, as the feminine, we show up in the energy that we want to be met in. And so it's really important to come to a place of knowing that we don't need someone else to be a certain way in order to be complete, in order to be okay. And so what I mean by that is often our partners are maybe not going to be as into like meditating and all of this kind of, you know, intuition stuff or just the feminine and like the sensuality and all of the things that it comes with. And all that it's important is that we are honoring our own truths and our own needs and our own desires, and finding anywhere we feel shame or a should or anything that we feel like we want to hide around that, because that's going to be mirrored in our partner. It doesn't mean they have to be on the same page as us. My partner isn't. He's you know, he'll humor me with like, you know, new moon ritual or whatever here and there, but he's not like into this stuff like I am. However, that's not their role. That's not their job. It's not to be equaling us. It's to be supporting, right? And so if we can show up in this, I know this is right for me. This feels deeply resonant for me. This is how I feel. And this is what I desire. Most of our partners, if they're not in the very wounded state of control, most of our partners will want to support it, even if they don't entirely get it.
So you're suggesting that it's the feeling of being supported by the masculine, like what you talked about before, the offering of control, and what was the feminine offering in that?
Frequency. She's like the energy. She's all flow, right?
And I guess the thing that I found is that I find it hard to trust the masculine, and I know this is a wound. So I'd love for you to share on that, like how if we feel like they're not connected to this beautiful divine like we are, how do we trust their decisions or their support? I feel raw asking that one, but I love you.
Thank you for asking it. So that is definitely the energy of the wounded masculine, because the wounded masculine feels unsafe without control. And so that is the part of you that feels like, I'm not safe unless I've got that out there under control. So this is the energy of us kind of reaching out and saying, I'm going to have to do this for you. Right? Where you just get to show up in the energy of, I know this is true for me. This is how I feel. I feel this to the depth of me. This is my desire. This is what I want. And you get to see what he does with it. You get to see if he's capable of being with that and being in support of that. He might not be. And in that case, you have that information, but it's not your job, right? Because you're allowing him his sovereignty of the masculine. It's not your job to go out there and fix for him and control for him and steer for him. But that's true of everybody. That's not just true. That's true of just humans, right? So anybody, even if it's you and your best friend, your female best friend, or you and your mom, like it's not our job to go out there and dictate their experience for us, right? It's show up as powerfully as you can in your own space and in your own truth and allow and see what they're capable of showing up with.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
I love that you asked that question.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I feel vulnerable.
I don't want to.
But I also know I'm not alone in wanting the answer to it. So listeners, you're welcome. I asked it for you. Heather, how can people find out more about you and come and maybe work with you?
I have a couple of options. So I run a program called, created a program called Goddess Army, which is obviously just for women at this point. Like I said, I might be drawn to working with men here at some point. It's been calling to me, so we'll see what that looks like. But Goddess Army is a 9-month journey, and there are 3 different ways you can journey through it because I felt guided. I was getting a very strong message recently that it was meant to be in the hands of as many women as I could possibly get it into in service of healing this world, because this is, we literally are going to extinguish ourselves if we don't find this balance. So there's the full experience, which is actually just starting in May. And I still have 5 spots left. And it's the deepest dive. So it's a real deep dive with me. I guide the calls every other week. I teach you, I take you through visceral exercises and visualizations so that your body knows, your body learns this and it shifts and you get the alchemical shifting within, in a private Facebook group. And it's the deepest experience. You get a lot of me. And then there are 2 others, which is a self-study, which is just, you get audio of this teaching, of these teachings and these exercises, and you do it on your own time. And then the second one is the collective, which is kind of in between. So it's you get the self-study, but then you get a monthly group call with me. I do some one-on-one work as well. It's a much smaller. I definitely feel like my focus right now is dispersion and really getting this in the hands of as many women as I can. But I love to deep dive. I especially love to deep dive with women who feel like they want to wake up their accidental cosmic shaman, because we do a lot of kind of journeying together and really kind of doing some of this deep soul work together, which is really fun, alongside all of the feminine, of course.
Wonderful. And so how do they find you?
Yeah, you can find me at heather-allison.com.
And Allison is with 2 L's, yes?
2 L's, yeah. A-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, my love. Is there anything that you want to end this podcast on? One quote, piece of advice?
Follow your guidance. I know many of us, and I was the same before I started diving into this work, which is really, I credit it with cracking me open. Many of us aren't used to following our guidance. We're used to kind of hearing it and you know, poo-pooing it, thinking, I don't know if that's my intuition. I don't know if that's fear. I don't know if that's just me making something up. I would invite you as much as you can, especially like baby steps, if you can, just start listening and just start honoring as much as you can. Your soul literally is talking to you at every step of the way in whispers generally, but it always sounds like love. And she is trying to guide you to what you're meant for.
Thank you. Thank you. So thank you, Heather, for joining us on the show. And you and I are about to head over and record our secret episode. And I'm going to ask you questions like, how do you receive your guidance? And what morning routine do you have? And what's your relationship like, and all those sorts of like
juicy
stuff. So if you would like access to that secret episode, head over to aninspiredlife.com.au/secret. And you can find out what Heather does behind the scenes in her life and all of the other podcast interviewees that we've had since we've started doing secret episodes as well. If you have enjoyed this podcast, which I sure hope you have, because I have, and Heather is amazing, and we're building a new paradigm in this world. So if you have enjoyed hearing about the new paradigm and you feel that there are people that you know in your own community that could benefit from understanding what's happening, what has been happening, and what we can do to create a new paradigm, then please hit share. Tell people about this podcast, because it just by hitting share and saying this was awesome, please listen, or whatever you would like to say, it can really make a difference and help us to shift that to closer to that tipping point so that we can create this new paradigm. So thank you for your work of helping us to share it. And of course, if you want to head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and a review, that helps as well. And lastly, if you would like to join the conversation with Heather and I in the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/lightworkersrising, you can come and find the picture of Heather and I and tell us, what was your aha moment out of this? What was it that really landed for you? And what one thing are you going to focus on moving forward so that you can integrate this new paradigm inside of yourself and be the change that we're hoping to create in the world at the moment? So thank you very much. And we're going to head over to our secret episode now. Thank you so much, everyone.
You have been listening to the An Inspired Life podcast with me, Kiara O'Leary. I'm so excited to be guiding you on your own journey of living your own version of an inspired life. Head over to aninspiredlife.com.au if you want access to more inspiring stories, tips, tools, frameworks, anything that I can possibly give you that will help you live a more fulfilling life. I've put on there, and so much of it is free. And there's also empowering life solutions, from how to make your breakup the best thing that ever happened to you, to the Sacred Business Academy, taking it from an idea to your life's work in only 11 weeks. So I hope you can head on over to aninspiredlife.com.au and find something that will help you and guide you for where you're at right now. Thank you. My name's Kiara again, and I am so grateful to be guiding you on this journey. See you next time.